having a bowel movement relieve the pain?
Yeah.
Would you describe the diarrhea as loose or liquid?
Liquid. But this is getting so I'm afraid to be away from the toilet. I'm so scared I'm going to have an accident.
Mike Reiner. The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
The reason she's doing this is because she lost her leg when she was hit by a police motorcycle in 1993.
Kevin Scott.
And 20 years prior to that, her mother lost a leg in a traffic accident.
Wow,
so
really?
It's genetic.
Why not genetic?
It's not genetic.
It's well, obviously it is.
It's coincidence.
So she will appear.
He's right, it is genetic.
She will appear in these ads legless. And she will unscrew her leg in the middle of the commercial and hold it up.
You're
wait
kidding.
That's a lie.
That'll be fun.
What do you mean it's a lie? It says,
if she will do that, then I'm interested.
She says she will appear without her prosthetic leg to provoke attention to the 1.2 million traffic deaths that occur worldwide each year.
You know, if I'm Paul, I'm telling her to keep her leg on. She doesn't need to be going out showing her no leg.
Is she going
to
hop around or is she going to bounce a golf ball on it like Tiger does in his commercials? I don't know.
By the way, a little bit later on out here at Hooters, we're going to have a prosthetic contest, so everybody bring yours up.
They're going to have
her in a prosthetic penis.
Corby!
Wow.
They're going to have her in a batting cage, just sitting there with both legs, and she's not going to have a bat, and she's going to unscrew her leg and just start beating balls with her leg.
That's terrible.
Well, that's what it says here in the story.
That is terrible.
Is Paul going to show up and write a special song for the commercial?
Paul should make a bass out of it.
Jeez. Like Corby is the best y'all love.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one, kick it.
Minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest, The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks, and hello, America. It is Friday, and what a day we have ahead of us here today. We are out in Flower Mound today, emanating live from Womack's Chicago-style pizza, where Flower Mound Road and Farm to Market 2499 intersect in Flower Mound. Now, I would give directions, but I'm sure that anyone who might be a denizen of this area, anyone who might be inclined to come out here is probably going to know where this place is. Besides, this is that part of the world that confuses me and frightens me, because you don't have normal named streets out here. You have streets with numbers. You have farm-to-market roads. You have hyphenated surnames such as Hall Johnson, and I don't know what the others are, but they are dominant out here. And those types of things frighten me.
I'm with you. This place has sprung up out of nowhere. I mean, it used to be pasture land. Now all of a sudden there's cities and streets and pizza places.
So we're just going to leave it to you to find out for yourself where this place is, if you're coming from some foreign port or far away. Just figure it out for yourself in whatever way you best can while here.
It'll be so much more rewarding for you.
While here, you'll see youngsters in very baggy shorts walking around making gang signs and whatnot. So watch out for that as well. And we will have big times and fun for all of us out here at Womax Pizza. By the way, that's W-O-M-A-X. Womax Chicago-style pizza.
And it's good pizza. You need to come out here and check it out.
Well, what makes it Chicago-style, I might wonder?
The crust.
And how so?
It's thicker.
What would differentiate that from anything else?
It's a lot thicker.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'll take your word on that.
You've never eaten pizza when you were in Chicago?
Well, yeah, I did, but...
Well, you know how thick it is. It's a lot thicker.
Well, I don't remember it being a whole lot different from anywhere else, really.
Really?
And I got to tell you, frankly, I thought the whole thing was very oversold myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there a New York-style crust?
I don't know.
Or is it just Chicago?
I don't know.
Chicago is known as the thickest. And then New York
is more hand-tossed. Over here. All right, well, what do they do in New York? What is New York style?
That's more hand-tossed.
Is that right? So Grego knows what he's talking about here?
Seemed to be. I don't know how, but seemed to be.
All right, what is Omaha style pizza like?
Hold on, we got the pizza expert coming on here now.
Oh, we do?
What's the matter with you guys? I'm back here. Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
My nickname is Deep Dish.
That's right. We have our very own pizza expert. But now, is he a pizza expert or a pizza delivery expert?
That is an excellent question. He didn't make them. He just delivered them.
Oh, I made them, Greg.
You did?
Really?
Yeah. All the time.
Well, why are we just now finding out about that aspect of your career?
You never asked.
Well, okay, big time. Enlighten us on pizza.
Well, what do you want to know? Interview me.
Okay, Chicago.
It's a state in the Midwest, or city in the Midwest, Greg.
Yeah, state in the Midwest.
State in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. What else?
So in other words, you don't know anything about pizza.
Well, yeah, Chicago-style pizza is a thicker, more breadier...
In the Midwest?
Yes, Greg, in the Midwest. More breadier crust.
Okay, what about New York?
And a lot of times, they'll reverse the topping order to where... They'll put the toppings directly on the sauce and the cheese on top of that.
In the Midwest?
Yes, Greg. Now, New York-style pizza is more of a sourdough hand-tossed crust.
That's just what I said.
Well, you didn't say it that well.
We're learning nothing from him, are we?
No, not at all.
Anything else?
Where can you get these pizzas?
A restaurant?
Oh,
yes.
No, I guess you could.
And you can get them out here at Womax, we can tell you that.
And somebody might get to eat one for free out here.
Well, three people, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's right, because we have, not on our person, do we? Are these out here, actually?
I got them, Mike.
Oh, you got them?
I've got them back here.
All right.
They'll have to come to the station and pick them up.
So you will have to go to the mothership to pick these up, but we do have a pair of Stars playoff tickets for next week.
For Monday night, right?
For the Monday night game?
Yes.
It's game 4.
Oh, that's Wednesday night.
It's the Wednesday night game.
All right, the Wednesday night game for next week.
Kick it.
Between the Stars and Snowball.
Guaranteed to see that game, no matter what.
What we're going to do to determine who gets these is we're going to see just how much pizza you can eat in a very, very short time. Now, are we setting a weight limit on this? Did we determine that?
Yes, we are.
How are we going to enforce the weight limit?
We're going to have scales.
We are?
Yes, we're going to have scales out here.
Grego, did you bring a scale?
I didn't, but I arranged to get them brought out here.
You having it couriered over?
No. But we're going to have a weight limit on this. You can't weigh more than 220.
220? I thought it was 200. I thought you didn't want a big fat in here.
I didn't, but for some reason Corby overruled me on it and said 220.
And he said 220?
Yeah. 220. If you're 220, you're in. But if you're 221, you're ineligible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see about you, dude, because we will have scales. Are you really?
We'll find out.
All right.
So, all right, anyway,
nobody more than 220.
And what do we want, three people?
Yes, we're going to pick three people.
Okay, now let me ask you this. What kind of pizza?
Yeah, but it's going to be determined.
Lots of toppings or just cheese?
You know what? It's a pizza eating contest, Danny.
I know that, Greg.
You'll get what they put out there.
Well, I'm not playing.
It might be Chicago. It might be their stuffed crust. It might be their hand toss. They've got all three of those here at Walmart.
Maybe we ought to go with that six-pounder the guy was talking about.
Maybe we will.
All right.
We just want somebody that thinks they can eat a lot of pizza in a short period of time.
All right, if
it
you
weighs
think,
less than 220.
If you think that's you, probably what you ought to do is head up here to Womack's just as soon as you possibly can.
Because we're not going to do the contest till 6, but we're going to be selecting them as we go.
Right.
Girls, eligible, unless you weigh more than 220.
I don't know. We might let girls who weigh more than 220 in.
But they're going to step on the scales.
Oh, yeah. Turn it right step now. On the scales.
Anybody that's going to be in the contest is stepping on the scales.
Yes.
So, girls, if you don't want to let anybody know how much you weigh, well, then you're out.
So, that's what we got going on out here in Flower Mound today. Very nice to be out this way once again.
Is that guy a real priest over there?
Who are you?
I don't know. He certainly is in costume if he's not.
Are you a real live clergy member? You are? Wow, I go to Bible study. We have a lot in common.
So he is truly a man of God, huh?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We have lots to discuss today, especially since Easter's right around the corner.
Right. All right, what we're going to do today is get into a vast array of topics, which will begin with a discussion of the Little Mavericks and a very, very exciting win for them over the Utah Jazz last night. That is next. You are listening to The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.